Ray, I want to first of all congratulate you as a new board member for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, and like to get your thoughts on that activity and involvement. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm President and CEO of Big River Resources in southeast Iowa, and we're a 100 million gallon plant. We are building one in Galveigh, Illinois as well. That's a 100 million gallon plant. They're Fagen ICM plants. And we're also involved in partnership, a joint venture with one in Grinnell, Iowa. And I also sit on the board at Absolute Energy on a 100 million gallon plant. So I farm, and I have farmed for over 40 years, and I bank, and have banked for over 40 years. So
those kind of go together, don't they?
They tend to go together, and in reality, they're important because they all tie in, and it exemplifies in all of those fields the necessity to add value to a product that we've kind of come on the short end of the stick for the last 40 years on. So,
absolutely. Well, and, you know, a lot of times people in the general public or general media don't make the connection of how connected and how important this ethanol business is to U.S. farmers.
Well, that's true, and as a banker, I don't work full-time as a banker. I'm chairman of the board of a $330 million bank in Monmouth, Illinois, and we have about $200 million in ag production loans. And there, what is interesting, we follow that very closely, and the cost of production for corn right now is in excess of $3. And so, you know, if these prices were to fall back for whatever reason, it would not only be hard on farmers in the Midwest, producers, but it would be hard on communities, it'd be hard on lending institutions, it'd be hard on the man that works on the union line that produces services for the farmer and product, the man that makes John Deere tractors or what have you. So it's a wide area of influence and effect that ethanol has, and this value added, bringing value right back into our Midwestern community where it belongs.
So what do you think about participating in this first official annual meeting and becoming part of the board of this organization?
Well, I'm really excited. It's a very good organization, and they'll be tying many facets together with ACE and with the RFA. I'm a director on the RFA as well, and these are good things to tie together. The industry has got a focal point to stress certain areas out of this organization that need to be stressed and maybe haven't been addressed adequately. Not that anybody was falling down or not doing a good job, but it just coordinates it a little bit better. So,
well, that's it's a relatively young industry in some ways, older in others, but with groups coming together, and EPIC not being very old, just a couple years now, I guess it takes a while to see where everybody fits and how they can coordinate and cooperate together to work collectively.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I think we can lose perspective a little bit about where we're at. It's a young industry, but adding value to our product, keeping it in our community is not a new concept. Years ago, we used to walk our grain off of the farm, converting our grain into meat and poultry, eggs, dairy, milk, and so forth. And the other thing is there seems to be a concern among some, or they're expressing a concern of food for fuel. And yet when I was a young man, that fellow that may have farmed 160 acres, he might have only grown 40 acres for food, and the rest of it was for hay, it was for oats, it was for cover crop, it was for fuel for the horses. And so now that 160 acres is producing grain for food, and the ethanol industry is doing its part. You know, we still have the DDG to put into it. It's reminiscent to me of the mid-70s when we had a food shortage then. And at that time, there were those that were arguing food for feed. They didn't want food going into feed. They were advocating direct consumption. You know, there's about 800 million malnutrition people in the world, and that argument was not valid then. It's not valid now. The important thing, I think, that is of concern, we were getting a lot of pressure in recent years about our subsidies to the American producer, that in providing those subsidies to him, that the other producers in other parts of the world couldn't produce, they couldn't compete because of those subsidies. And so now the price level has gone up to where those countries can compete, those farmers can produce, and it should raise that malnutrition level throughout the world, really, because of these prices. And I think that's something that can be overlooked if a person is not careful.
Well, I want to again congratulate you and look forward to hopefully having a chance to work with you on the board here of EPIC over the coming year. And looks like we had a great annual meeting here. And so Ray Deffenbaugh, new board member with the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.